Archers for the week 9 to 14 January 2005.
Tony's got something to hide.
Well, you're staying tonight. You'll be here in the morning.
Yeah, I guess.
It's more important you don't miss your session, love.
Yep.
Right, well, Tom left about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, well, I better get ready then.
And it was vegetable yuksan you wanted.
Yeah, that's right.
Fine. I'll phone the takeaway now.
Tony!
I'll see you soon then.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's great. Bye. Hello, love. Where are you off to?
Kathy's. She's still not returning my calls. I haven't finished milking already.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago. Thought I'd get it done early.
Oh, right.
So, how long do you think he'll be?
I don't know. Kathy might not be in.
Hey, is that a foot?
Huh? Oh, yes. That's the paw of the first fox I hunted.
Cool. Have you got any other bits of dead animals?
Dinner's ready.
I'll tell you what, why don't I show you the rest of this later, eh?
All right. You know, my dad always used to say that you lot were a bunch of toffs.
Did he really? What a shame.
But now you might end up in jail, like him.
I'm sorry, you two.
Oh, OK, darling. Come on, let's get through to the dining room.
Oh, what? We're not in there again, are we?
Is that a problem?
Can't we watch TV?
I thought you said you didn't like our television.
Yeah, it's only got 5 channels.
Well, I know, but it's better than sitting in there.
Well, we like to talk at meal times. Would you take this dish through for me, please?
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Bruno.
Whatever.
So, how are you getting on?
Just about, I'd say.
He's quite something, isn't he?
I've never met a lad like him. You wouldn't believe he'd just been abandoned by his parents.
Look, I promise I won't stay long.
No, that's okay. Have a seat.
Oh, thanks. So, how was your Christmas?
Oh, you know, quiet.
I wish you'd come to us.
Can I get you anything to drink?
Kathy, please. Sit down. I want to talk to you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was just thinking...
Oh, Kathy. What's the matter?
What do you mean?
Look, I haven't seen you for ages, and even Clary says she barely lays eyes on you anymore.
Oh, I've been around.
And you don't reply to my messages.
No, and I should have done. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not asking you to apologise. I just want to know what's going on.
Look, it's just a winter virus, all right? It's flu or something. I don't know. It's nothing for you to worry about.
I am worried. There's something you're not telling me. I can't imagine what it can be.
I don't want you to worry.
Oh, God, it's something more serious, isn't it?
What? No! Oh,
Kathy, please, if you're really sick, you've got to tell me. Whatever it is, we can get through it together.
It's nothing like that.
You don't have to be alone.
Oh, listen to me. Really, I'm not ill. I'm not.
What then?
Kathy? I don't know how to say this to you, Pat.
Please, just tell me.
Look, if you don't like it, you don't have to eat it.
I don't even know what it is.
It's kale. Good for you.
It tastes rank.
So, Bruno, how did you feed yourself at home? You haven't really told us.
Normal stuff. Pizza, chips.
That was all right. I mean, you didn't mind cooking for yourself.
I can read the back of a packet.
What about things like housework? Washing up?
Yeah, you do that yourself?
That's no biggie. Anyway, you can't have a dirty joint when the ladies come over, can you?
Sorry.
Well, it don't bother me, but let's face it, you girls aren't impressed by a messy pad.
I see.
So, you honestly didn't mind living on your own?
Look, why all the questions?
Oh, sorry,
it was cool, okay? I have my own place, all my own stuff. Do what I want, eat what I want.
Right.
Still, you know, this place is all right. Food's not much.
Bruno, if you're not going to eat that...
No. May as well leave it.
If you're hungry later on, just help yourself to whatever you want.
Ta.
Have you got any homework you need to do before school tomorrow?
Don't think so.
Hey, hang on. I'm sure the teachers would have given you something to do.
Nah. Well, I do have an IT project.
IT?
Yeah, but I need a computer to do it on.
Oh, well, I suppose he could use the one in your office, couldn't he?
Yes, yes, I guess so.
Cool. Can I go and...
Well, wait a minute. I need to clear a few things up first.
Right.
Oh, look, I'll do it now.
Finish your meal first.
No, it's all right. Won't take a minute.
Cheers, Ollie.
You know, Bruno, if there's anything else you need for school...
Actually, I do need lunch money for the week.
Oh.
£10 would do, if that's all right.
Yes, of course. Can't have you starving. Let me finish this and I'll get my purse.
I don't know what to say. And he walked you home.
That's right.
Did nobody see anything?
Well, there was nothing to see. Just two people walking back from the village hall.
I know, but... God! And Owen! Who'd have thought he could... That he was...
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
No. No, it's not. That's how men like him get away with it. That's how they do it, by pretending to be... Oh, Cathy, I just can't take this in.
Do you want a tissue?
Oh, don't be silly. It shouldn't be me that's crying.
Oh, I've cried enough these past few weeks, believe me.
How you've got through it, I do not know.
Well, Sid's been wonderful.
Has he?
Yeah. It was him that got rid of Owen.
Oh. Oh, you mean he...
No, I don't know. I mean, he said he hit him once. But as to what really happened...
Well, whatever it was far less than he deserved.
Owen's gone. That's all I care about.
Cathy, I wish you'd told me sooner.
Oh, I know. I just couldn't.
You must have been terrified. Oh, no, that's stupid. You still must be.
Yeah, I am. Dare take the chain off the door.
And not to have another woman to talk to.
Well, like I say... Sid's been a real rock.
Oh, I'm sure, but there must be some things you can't talk about with him.
There are things I don't want to talk about with anybody, and I suppose I thought the fewer people he knew, the easier it would be to pretend it hadn't happened.
Well, that never works.
Doesn't it? For a while, I wasn't sure if it had really happened.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, straight afterwards... He was acting so normally, I started to think that maybe it...
What? That he hadn't done it?
No, but...
You mustn't let him start making you doubt your own mind. None of this is your fault.
No, I know. But you don't remember the things you might expect to remember. Well, you do, but...
What?
It's like I can remember what I was thinking, but I don't remember if I said any of it. And then there's this sign up on the wall, you know, the one about return cups to the kitchen. And I remember staring at that so clearly. That's what keeps coming back to me. But other things...
Cathy, do you think maybe you should go for some counselling?
Oh, no.
But they might be able to help you get your thoughts in order.
Oh, no, really, Pat, it wouldn't help. Owen's gone. He's not going to be punished. I just have to get on with my life.
But Cathy...
And there's Jamie. I've neglected him enough already.
This isn't going to go away.
I'm glad I told you, Pat.
Good.
And you are right. It feels better to have someone else to talk to.
Huh? You know I'm here whenever you need me. And I don't have to be anywhere tonight.
Thank you.
I can stay as long as you want me to.
Bruno, could you turn it down, please?
Say what?
Turn it down. Thank you.
I love this song.
So, how are you getting on? Finish your homework yet?
Yeah, thanks for that. Did you know your media player was completely empty?
Oh, is it really?
I saw it out, though. I've downloaded you some well-wicky tracks.
Well, I appreciate that, Bruno, but maybe it's time to turn the computer off now, Hey, Bruno, what's my wallet doing here? Bruno, my wallet.
Oh, it was there when I came in.
No, it wasn't. I cleared the desk.
I don't know.
Well, the money's still in there.
What? You think I'd steal it? I'm offended.
Of course I didn't think that.
Actually, you couldn't spring this for a tenner, could you?
What?
I need it for my school lunches. I won't eat otherwise.
Oh, yeah, all right. Here you go.
Sweet.
Now, come on, turn that off.
Oh, let's all finish.
Come on, you can always... What's that?
Hmm?
Under the table. That's not my vintage port, is it?
Oh, that.
Bruno?
I didn't think it would taste very good. But it was all right, actually.
That port's 40 years old.
Like I said, not bad.
Bruno, you can't just take stuff like that, you know?
You said I could help myself to whatever I wanted.
Look, if you're worried, why don't you just give Kathy a call?
I could do, I suppose. I don't know the number.
Well, it'll be in Mum's book in the drawer.
Right.
But look, if you speak to her, don't tell her I'm here. We may as well try and keep it a surprise.
Right. Perhaps. Your mum would normally call if she was going to be this late, wouldn't she?
Oh, I don't know, I guess. Wait. I think she's coming.
What?
The security lights come on, Dad.
Don't let her see you. Get into the hall.
Okay.
Quick. Hello, love.
Hiya.
I wondered where you'd got to. I was going to phone Cathy.
Sorry. We got chatting.
Pat, you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. Oh, it's perishing out there. I think I might have a bath.
Ah, well...
Oh, Tony, tell me there's some hot water left.
Yes, but before that...
Surprise! Happy birthday, Mum.
Helen, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm staying the night. It's fine with the clinic.
There's Chinese in the oven and wine in the fridge.
We've been waiting for you for ages.
I see.
Mum?
Pat, what is it?
I thought this would be a nice surprise for you.
Oh, and it is, darling. It's a wonderful surprise.
What's the matter, then?
Nothing, honestly. Come and give me a hug. Oh, I'm just so very happy to see you, that's all.
You get Mitch.
Good boy.
You too, Meg.
Will!
Come on, into the back with Mitch.
Will, you've forgotten your flask.
Oh, have I?
Here you are. You left it on the counter.
Oh, thanks, babe. Come on, Meg. What's the matter with you? Get in.
Perhaps she's not happy about it being Monday morning either.
No. That's it. Good girl. Well, don't hang around out here. We'll catch a chill.
Okay. I hope the shoot goes well.
Oh, and we're having supper in the Bull, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Great. I'll see you then.
Oh, no. It's not Brenda coming, is it?
It doesn't sound like her, car.
You weren't expecting her to pick me up too late.
No, I think it's Mr. Aldridge.
Thank God for that. I haven't fixed my hair yet.
Morning, Brian.
Oh, morning, Will. Hi there, Emma.
Hiya.
Looks like we got a day for it.
Yeah, looks like. Are you on your way up to the drives?
Yeah, I thought I'd get the beaters organised in good time.
Good, I'm glad I caught you then. I've been having a bit of a rethink about which drives we want to shoot.
Right.
Now, we'll start with Juniper and Kestrel as agreed, but then I want to shoot Cranesbill and High Trees.
Not Longwood?
No, the birds don't come over so well there. And then after lunch we'll resume with Spitfire and Littleton.
Oh, I see.
Have you got that?
Yes, I suppose it's just...
Great. Well, I'll let you get on then. Bye, Emma.
Bye.
The only thing is, Brian...
You what?
Well... It might not be the best idea to shoot High Trees and Spitfire in the same day.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
Well, they are very close together.
Honestly, Will, I went for a walk up here yesterday. There are plenty of birds.
Oh, yeah, the drive's well stocked.
Well, then there's no problem.
It's just a risk. If we shot Longwood, then we'd...
I don't want to shoot Longwood. Look, Will, we've gone to all the effort of expanding the shoot. You in particular have done a marvellous job rearing the extra birds. What's the point if we're not going to use the new drives?
I'm just worried about using them next to each other.
And I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit. Have some faith, my boy. All right?
Yes, okay.
Good. Well, I'll see you in a little while. Well, don't let your wife stand around the coast. She's half frozen. Bye.
What? I'm fine.
Well, he's right about that, I suppose.
Why did you let him talk to you like that?
He should be inside.
Well, you're the head gamekeeper. He should listen to what you say.
It doesn't matter. He's made up his mind.
Then stand up to him.
Emma, he's my boss.
Yeah, but it's you who's going to look bad if things go wrong, isn't it? You should tell him exactly what's the matter with the new drives.
Oh, for...
What is it?
That idiot brother of mine. He sent me another text.
Oh, let's see.
No, it's stupid.
Oh, come on. Tip number 5. The goal is the big oblong thing with the net.
He's been sending them all weekend.
I'll take no notice of him.
It's not as if they're even funny.
He's just a big kid, Will. You'll show him.
All set?
What's that?
Hassett's taxis. I just called them and everything's arranged for Wednesday night. The bull bus is on the road.
Mind you don't get line wash on it.
Now all I need to do is get those indie fans away from their stereos and into the pub.
Right. And where's he picking the punters up from?
Well, doing a kind of circuit between here and Market Square. I'm going to make a bus stop sign to tie to one of the lampposts.
Don't you need permission for that?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, people need to know where to wait.
Don't want us to get in trouble with the council, pal.
Well, I'll take it down at the end of the night. I'm going to put signs up in Edgeley and Harleton too.
Alan! What? Oh, hi there, Pat.
Hello, Sid. Hi, Mr. Archer.
I don't often see you coming in here for lunch.
No, you don't.
Hey, wasn't your birthday yesterday?
Yeah,
Your Tony mentioned something about it last week.
Oh, it's today, actually.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. We did celebrate yesterday, though.
Yes, that's it, I remember now. Did Helen manage to come?
Oh, so you knew about that, did you? It was a complete surprise to me.
A good one, though.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, since it's your birthday, what can I get you? It's on the house.
Well, that's very kind of you, but I haven't come for a drink. I need to have a word. With you, if that's okay.
Yeah, I see. Fallon, would you mind getting the empties in?
There's hardly anyone in.
I'm sure you'll find some.
Yes. Okay, then.
Thank you. So, what is it, Pat?
Kathy. I saw her last night. She told me what happened.
Right. Well, in that case, you'd better come upstairs.
I really don't know what you're so anxious about, Will. We're a very happy shooting party down here.
I'd still prefer to shoot Longwood.
No, Will.
But these guns might have disturbed the birds on the adjacent drive.
I seriously doubt that. Look, I appreciate your advice, but I really think you're worrying about nothing. Will?
I can't guarantee there'll be enough birds on Spitfire. Oh, there's still a lot of birds on Longwood.
Well, there it is. Now, look, I can't discuss it any longer. I want you and your men ready to beat Spitfire after lunch, all right? Is that all right, Will?
Righty-o.
Mutiny in the ranks, Brian.
Matt. God, how long have you been there?
Sounds like you've got an insubordinate keeper.
No, just a little disagreement. Anyway, what are you doing here? Keeping an eye on us?
Yeah, I thought I'd have a wander up.
Well, as you can see, it's all going very well. Now, if you'll excuse me,
That's good to hear. We've got a reputation to protect.
I'm aware of that.
They're paying a lot for their shooting, these guys. I'd like to see them all go home happy.
And so do I.
Great. Let's hope they do.
I mean, he actually thought Kathy had consented.
But Sid, he would say that.
No, Pat. He really believed it. The way he reacted, the look in his eyes. He was genuinely shocked that I was accusing him.
My God.
Yeah, it made me feel sick. And someone could delude themselves like that.
Oh, you're right. It's frightening.
And now he's out there. As if none of this had happened. Getting himself another job. Convincing himself some other poor woman's interested in
him. Oh, doesn't bear thinking about.
I should have killed the bastard when I had the chance.
Sid.
I wish I had. Or at least I should have dragged him off to the police station. Oh, of course, I can't say any of this to Kathy.
No, it's enough that she's got to live with this for the rest of her life.
Sorry. Milk in your coffee.
No, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
There you go, then.
Thanks.
I did punch him.
I know. Kathy told me.
Oh, right, did she? Yeah, it makes you hope there is a hell. At least down there he'd get what he deserved.
True. Oh, if only Kathy had gone to the police.
Believe me, I tried, but what could I do?
Oh, I'm not blaming you.
I couldn't make her go. She was in too much of a state.
Oh, really, I do understand. It's just... I don't know. It's easy for us to say what she should have done.
She destroyed all the evidence.
I know.
And,
What?
Well, if you can look at it from a court's point of view. They were friends. They worked together for years. She even let him walk around.
Don't. I was thinking about that all last night.
It'd have been her word against his.
And who wants to go through all that? And you can't blame her. If it had been me, I don't know if I'd have gone to the police.
No.
You just want there to be some kind of justice. Oh, Sid, what are we going to do?
Nothing we can do. Well, except try our best to support her.
She's so frightened.
Yeah, I know.
Still, it sounds as if you've been magnificent.
No, done what I can. And I've got Jamie to think of.
Of course.
But I have to say, though, I'm relieved that Kathy's spoken to you.
It's been an awful lot to lay on your shoulders.
So, you know I've told Jolene, but I don't really speak to her about it, for Kathy's sake.
I see.
And Fallon doesn't know.
Right. Well, I suppose it's up to us, then.
I guess so.
Do you want another pint in that, Ed?
No, Tar. Need to be off soon. Beth will be back from work.
Bless. Rushing home to the little woman.
Did you see me complaining?
Oh, are you and Beth going to come to my indie night on Wednesday?
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a really good DJ coming.
Yeah, I saw the flyer. We'll be there.
Oh, great.
The bottom line is, our clients don't come to shoot to hear excuses.
Well, of course not.
Large whiskey, please, Fallon.
They come to shoot birds. And I heard at least four of them saying they weren't enough.
Look, it was only the one bad drive, Matt.
Yeah, 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 and that's the one they remember.
Oh, come on.
Attention to detail, Brian, that's what it's all about.
Are you being serious?
Just a gentle reminder.
How's your divorce going?
The point is, we could have lost an important corporate client today, and from what I understand, it didn't need to happen.
Yes, yes, I know, but I apologise to them.
Good. And maybe there's someone else you need to apologise to, huh?
And how come you're not happy? At least now this has happened, Brian's going to have to listen to you.
Well, it's not about being right, though, is it?
But it weren't your fault.
It was embarrassing beating that drive.
You've got to stand up for yourself, Will.
All right, all right. What do you want to drink?
Oh, just a lemonade, please.
OK, you sit down, I'll get it.
Excuse me, Will?
Oh, Brian.
Evening, Emma.
Look, we did our best to round the birds up over lunch.
Yes, okay.
But I did say the guns might have disturbed a lot of them.
And you were right, and I was wrong.
Oh.
I should have trusted your judgment, I'm sorry. So what can I get you to drink?
Well, I'll have a pint of Shires, please.
Emma?
Small white wine, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, Brian, we're going to have to be careful how we use these new drives.
I know.
Greg always said they were too close together.
Yes, well, Greg was right, too. I'll get you a drink.
Cheers.
What did you say that for?
What? You told me to stand up for myself.
You didn't have to go and mention Greg.
Well, that's what he said. The drives are too close to each other.
Oh, honestly, Will.
Tip number 7, try not to put the ball in your own goal.
Go away, Ed.
Oh, what's the matter? You remember what the goal is, don't you?
No, I'm not in the mood, OK?
What, are you afraid you and your poxy team are going to lose?
Oh, leave him alone, Ed.
What?
Oh, stop taking the mead.
Oh, you need a girl to stick up for you now, do you?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, maybe she should play instead. You might not lose as badly.
Right, that's it.
Will, calm down.
Why don't you just grow up, Ed?
No.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, it's Ed. He's winding Will up. Come on, Ed. I thought you said you were going home.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, go on then.
Well, I don't care anyway. I'll see him on the pitch.
No, you won't.
Will?
I can't be bothered with it. It's not worth it.
You what?
Yeah, that's right. You heard me. I'm quitting the match.
Adam and Debbie have got their hands full.
On, you mardy creature, behave yourself.
Got it?
Yeah. Now, come on, let's get rid of that mucky wool. There. That's better, isn't it?
That's a lot tidier.
Go on, then. Go on, off you go.
Whew. We're not making bad progress, are we?
No.
If Brian does sell up, we can always emigrate to Oz and run a sheep farm.
I'll probably emigrate anyway.
Hey?
We can't hunt.
Oh, come on, you can get used to drag hunting.
Yeah. If we can get a farmer to let us use their land, and you know it's not as good. Adam.
It's a good square land she's got there.
Oh, yeah, isn't it? Adam, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the situation with Dad.
Oh?
And I'm starting to think that maybe him putting money into Hungary isn't such a bad thing.
Huh. Right, well, that's certainly a change in tune.
No, come on, Adam. You know I was as shocked as you were.
I thought you were.
I was, but... Well, the figures talk. He can get a real return from investing out there.
I never disputed that.
Look, the way I see it, if Dad can guarantee an income from somewhere else, it might give him the stability he needs to keep going here.
Or he could just throw in the towel.
No.
Why not?
That's not how he's thinking.
Isn't it?
No.
Well, unlike you, I don't know the workings of his mind.
No, Adam...
If he can make such a great return from 100K, why is it on this place when it could release millions
No, he loves this place. He does, but... You know how hard it is. No one's sure how things are going to change. The cereal price is up one year, down the next.
Which is why we need him focused here.
Yeah, but it's a gamble. Dad needs security.
Then you might as well just take the SFP and stop producing altogether. Oh, look. Look, I hope you're right.
So all I'm trying to say is that at least Dad's still enthusiastic about farming. Perhaps we ought to be pleased.
Well, that's certainly one way of spinning it.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Look, I'm just tired of second-guessing all the time, that's all.
Well, that's farming for you. Look, go on. Get out of here.
No, I've got another 10 minutes.
No, really.
There's two more ewes need work.
Look, Adam, go on. Really, I can cope. Go on, get yourself cleaned up.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. Anyway, you don't want to go house-hunting smelling of sheep now, do you?
Okay, folks, we're running tight at lunchtime, so I need more preparing for tonight.
Yes, Chef.
And another 5 chocolate soufflés, please.
Got it, Chef. Ian.
Oh, hi there, Rod.
You finished your shift?
Yeah, just going now.
Oh, don't suppose you fancy a kickabout later on, do you? I mean, nothing strenuous, just some skills practice.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, we can go for a drink afterwards.
Look, genuinely, Rod, I can't. I'm going house hunting with Adam.
Oh.
And then I promised him a quiet night, and sorry.
No, that's okay.
In a way, I thought you had a team. This is your side you're talking about.
That's right. Except Will's decided he didn't want to play.
What?
How come?
Oh, something about not giving Ed the satisfaction, I don't know. But
well, Sam's off skiing in France, and Tom says if there's not going to be a full side, he'd rather stay at home. He's got CVs he wants to look at.
He knows how to have fun, doesn't he?
Oh, tell me about it. So at the moment, it's just me and Chris.
Well, you could always practice penalties. Right, look, I'd best be off.
Oh, I could throttle, Will. This tournament's really coming together.
Yeah?
Yeah. Radio Borsetshire and the Echo were put aside together. Leisure Centre, the Blue Ball.
Right.
Bell Street Youth Club. And now Will's going to wreck it all because he won't play his brother.
Oh, well, any other time...
No. It's fine.
But it's...
Where are you looking anyway?
Well, there's a show flat in town down by the river.
Oh, that's very nice.
Well, it's not something I could ever afford, but Adam... He's got quite a bit stashed away.
Has he? Well, if he fancies giving some of it to me and Ailey.
And these are the kitchens.
Where are the waitresses?
Caroline.
Oh, hi, Roy.
I didn't think you were in this afternoon.
No, I'm not.
Well, there should be fit waitresses.
The dining room's closed at the moment. I thought I'd get Bruno out of the house.
All right, fellas. How's it going?
We're good, thank you.
Yeah.
Bruno, this is Roy.
Nice seat, mate.
Hmm?
That's got some style.
Well, thank you.
And this is Ian, our head chef.
Hello, Bruno.
Head chef, cool. So, what, are you like that Gordon Ramsay, swearing at everyone and making them do what you say?
No, that's not really how I work.
Oh, you should, man. Let him know who's boss.
I'll bear it in mind.
That Ramsay bit's class. He makes me laugh.
Right. Well, I'd really better go.
Okay, Ian.
Adam's probably waiting for me outside.
Hope you find a place you both like.
Cheers. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Take care.
It's nice meeting you, Bruno.
Yeah. Keep it up.
Bye.
Is he a bit, you know...
Bruno.
I haven't got a problem with it. Just like to know who I'm associating with, that's all.
Come on, let's show you the rest of the hotel. Then you can go for a swim.
Nice one.
Roy.
Mm-hmm.
You're around for a bit.
Yeah.
Bruno, what are you doing over there?
Wicked.
Bruno, put that knife down now! Oh, Lord. Well, if you are Roy, that would be great. I need someone to help me keep an eye on him.
I mean, it's impossible to know where you stand with her.
How do you think you'd get a bed up there?
I thought we were on the same wavelength.
You couldn't get a double mattress up these stairs.
Now she's back from Oxford, she can't stop singing Brian's praises.
Adam.
Hmm?
The spiral staircase?
Well, yeah, it's a nice feature.
No, I was wondering.
And then she says, well, that's farming, Adam. As if I haven't got a clue.
Never mind.
I suppose we could always cut a hole in the ceiling and hoist the bed up.
What?
Oh, so you are listening.
Oh, sorry, I should be thinking about the flat, shouldn't I?
Doesn't matter, I get the impression you don't like it much.
I don't not like it, it just doesn't feel very us.
We don't know what us is. We haven't lived together yet.
Oh, no, but...
Here, go on. Sit down.
Why?
Sit down. Now, I want you to imagine that it's one of our rare evenings together.
All right.
You're there, sipping a glass of wine, moaning about Debbie O'Brien.
Hey.
And I'm over here, cooking you a delicious meal to cheer you up.
Okay, that's better.
And afterwards, we're going to take a quick stroll down the road to your favourite bar. What do you think?
Still doesn't feel quite right.
Yeah? Actually, this kitchen is very small.
The whole place is, for the money. Great view, though.
Well, we can always keep it in mind. Shall we go down to Rodway's before they close?
Yep. Okay.
Come on, then. Oh, don't forget the brochure.
No, I won't. Hey, Ian, I'm not always moaning about Brian and Debbie, am I?
Caroline.
Oh, sorry, Roy. I was lost in my magazine.
Caroline, where's Bruno? Oh,
he's in the pool, isn't he?
I can't see him.
Oh, not again. Thanks, Roy. I'll go and look for him.
No, Caroline, you don't understand. There's been a complaint.
What?
A young lady came to the desk. Says she caught a teenage lad spying on her in the scenario.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then she went for a sauna. She says he followed her in and tried to chat her up.
Please tell me you're having me on.
Sorry.
What did you tell her?
I said he must be the child of a guest, that we couldn't account for all of our clientele.
Was she happy with that?
I think so.
Right. Well, we'll still need to find him. You check in the men's changing room.
Okay.
I'll start in the sauna. If you find him, tell him to wait for me in reception.
Oh, hang on. Look, there he is.
Bruno! Come here now!
You know what? That steam room makes you sweat.
Bruno, Roy's had a complaint.
What? What's he done?
Not Roy, you. From a young woman.
Don't know what you're talking about. In her 20s? Long dark hair? Blue eyes?
Oh, her.
She says she caught you spying on her.
Hey, look, if she doesn't like the attention, she shouldn't wear that bikini.
It was a private sunbed. Bruno, this isn't funny.
Ah, come on, you can't blame me. She was well fit. Roy, back me up here, man. She was tasty, right?
Well, I suppose she was quite...
See, he knows what I'm talking about.
Bruno.
She couldn't take the heat in the sauna, though. Ran out of there.
Bruno, you can't go round harassing the guests.
Chill.
That woman was seriously offended.
Hey, can I help it if the ladies get flustered? No, I'm baking here.
Bruno.
I'm going to take a dip.
I want you...
Yeah, Caroline, watch out!
Bruno!
Sorry, did I get you?
That's it! Get out of the pool!
Oh, come on. I only want to do a few lengths.
I don't care. Get out and get dressed. I'm taking you home.
What about the conversion of Waterley Cross?
What, the pigsty?
It's not a pigsty. It's a traditional barn.
That's too far out.
It's the same distance from Ambridge's Borchester.
I mean from Borchester. Here, do you want to listen to the rest of this CD in the flat?
Yeah, go on then. What we need to do is decide on an area and then stick to it. Now, I know you want to be near the market and the shops.
Well, I just don't want to be 40 minutes drive away.
But I need somewhere I can feel comfortable coming and going to my work proper. I mean, could you honestly see me coming back to that flat in my dirty boots and overall?
Have you any idea where the CD case is?
No. It might have fallen under your seat.
Oh, right.
But there has to be a compromise. Somewhere close enough to town for you and rural enough for me.
Yeah. There is Ambridge.
Well, that's true. Maybe I should just move in here with you.
Perhaps. Are you sure the case is down here?
What the?
Amazon. What is it?
The hotel. Everyone's standing outside.
Hey? Oh.
Looks like the building's been evacuated.
Well, quick. There's Caroline. Pull over.
Bruno, where are you? Are you out here? Bruno, answer me!
Caroline, what's going on?
Ian.
What, has there been a fire?
I'm not sure yet. The alarm went off about 10 minutes ago.
Is everything all right?
I can't find Bruno.
Who?
You know the foster kid I was telling you about?
He was getting changed, and now I've lost him.
What does he look like?
A little taller than me.
Shaved, fair hair.
I thought he'd have the sense to come out here.
Caroline!
Roy, have you found him?
No, sorry. But we've cleared the building and there's nobody left inside.
Oh, that's something.
And we've also identified which alarm was triggered.
Well,
it was the one by the male changing rooms.
You're joking.
Well, I went down there and there's no sign of a fire.
I don't believe it. Bruno! Bruno!
Is that him over there?
All right, you guys.
Bruno!
Hey, have you seen that old lady in the dressing gown? She's going blue.
Bruno, is this your doing?
What?
This is more than just a silly prank, you know.
Whoa, hold up. What am I being accused of here?
You know exactly what.
No, I don't.
Bruno, listen to me. Did you or did you not set the fire alarm off?
What? Me?
Yes, you.
No. Come off it. Why would I do a thing like that?
At Brookfield, there's been a delivery.
It's a nice looking heifer calf.
Isn't she just...
Hopefully she'll make a good milker just like her mum.
Well done, old girl. You never let us down, do you?
How's Pip?
Oh, still saying she's got tummy ache. Oh,
really?
Yeah, I told her to go to bed. But surprise, surprise, she doesn't want to go. She'd rather watch telly instead.
Right.
And as soon as my back was turned, she had her hand in the biscuit barrel.
Honestly, she didn't half make me feel bad this morning, packing her off to school.
And let's face it, David, she didn't look very ill.
No, no.
Despite all that poking at a cereal. And she made it through the day. It's more important she doesn't miss any school.
You know, in a way I wish it was a stomach bug. At least then we'd know why she didn't want to go. Did she have any lunch?
She told me she had half a baguette.
Oh, right. Well, we'll just have to see how she gets on with dinner, won't we?
Although I kind of suspect we'll get a repeat of the breakfast performance.
Yeah. Right. Mustn't stand around here any longer. Cows won't hurt themselves.
Oh, sleepy head.
Oh, dear me. I'm not used to these hours anymore.
It must be old age creeping up.
Probably.
Don't worry. As soon as Sam gets back, I'll return your pipe and slippers.
Oh, yes, if you would. Right, well, I'll see you later.
See you. Hey, David?
Yeah?
Mother here. Does she look all right to you?
Why? How do you mean?
Well, she just seems a bit lacklustre.
Well, she's getting old, like me.
True. But she's normally so attentive with her calves. That's probably nothing.
No, I see what you mean.
She's barely taken any interest.
I'll tell you what, I'll come back after dinner. I'll check on her then.
Right, that's dinner ready.
You had a good chat with Terry then?
Yeah, it was nice. Pass that bowl, will you? We had a good long talk. Didn't realise how late it had got.
Well, I am pleased.
Poor Jamie must be starving. Oh, hey, did you hear about the Hope's fire alarm up at Grey Gables?
Oh, so it was Grey Gables, was it? Yeah, some folks in the bar mentioned they'd heard sirens.
Yeah, but do you know who did it?
No.
Snatch Foster's son. He's staying with Oliver and Caroline. Apparently they're fostering him. Ed found out.
Oh, right.
Poor Clary, so she couldn't help feeling a bit guilty, you know. Since it was Eddie who was involved with his dad going to jail.
Ah, that's not Eddie's fault. Sounds like the lad's following in his father's footsteps.
Mm. I had three fire engines out. Oh, and Clary told me Alan's got himself a motorbike.
Really?
Yeah, he's been practising riding around their field.
Wow. It seems like you don't need me to keep you up to date with village gossip anymore.
No, I suppose not.
Oh, and Pat's been round, has she?
Yeah, she came over yesterday.
Ah, that's good. Well, I guess I can leave you to it then.
Oh, you're going?
Yes, I should be. Getting back to the pub.
I see.
Is that right?
Yes, of course. It's just...
What?
Well, I made enough supper for three, that's all. I assumed you were staying.
No, I wasn't intending to.
It would be nice if you could. I told Jamie.
The only problem
he's loving having you around. Yeah. It's keeping things normal for him. And for me.
Kathy.
You know, today's the first day that I've started to feel even a little bit like myself again.
All right, I'll stay.
Thanks. It's beef casserole.
How could I say no? But, Cathy, really, it's Fallon's indie music night, or whatever she calls it. I can't stay for long.
Excuse me, do you fancy a night out of the Bull in Ambridge? It's a free taxi. No? But we'll have a flyer anyway. All right, then, fellas, do you want to come for a ride with me?
Fallon!
Bunch of chads.
Hey, Fallon, open the taxi door, I found them.
Where were they?
In the Three Tents. Oh. Okay, folks, get out of the way.
Hey, hang on, this isn't everyone.
I know. We'll be arriving at the venue shortly.
Jazza?
Shut up.
What, Jazza, where are the others?
Well, they said they've been waiting so long for the taxi to leave, they'd rather stay where they are now.
Jazza, go and get them.
I can't.
But we haven't got a full load now.
I mean, I can't. The manager's barred me. He caught me leaving flyers on the table.
So?
He reckoned we were stealing his customers.
Hardly.
Anyway, rounding this lot up was worse than dealing with Tom's stupid pigs.
I can't believe how badly this evening's going. How long's it taken us to get this many?
Well, the folks in the bar reckon they've been waiting for almost an hour.
An hour? To get, what, 10, 12 people? Oh, God, we're lucky to make a penny once we paid the cab fare. Yeah, all right.
Come on, we might as well get this lot back to the pub at least.
Oh, I guess.
We might pick up some more in Harleton.
Actually, Jazza, I think I'll stay here.
You sure?
Yeah, I might as well keep trying. You never know, a legion of indie fans might come around the corner any minute.
No, you're absolutely right. I'll have to ask Alan to let me have a ride.
I've no idea what kind of bike it is.
I'm sure it's a step up on my old Triumph. It was a real bone-shaker.
You love that bike. You're always telling me about it.
Nostalgia mends a lot of faults.
Ready?
I think so. Thanks for dinner.
You're welcome.
Sorry I can't stay longer, but...
I'll see you soon, then.
You're going to be all right.
Of course I will. It's been a good day.
Oh... That's me.
You must have called out the search party.
Could be right.
Do you want to take...
No. Well, I'll call them back in a minute.
Pick up, come on.
David?
Answer the phone.
Who are you calling?
Alistair.
Why, what's happened?
That heifer you're worried about. He's not there.
What?
That heifer, she's down and she won't get up.
Oh, no. Is she cold? I something.
Yeah, but I don't think it's milk fever. One of her teats is very hard.
Oh.
And when I tried milking it out...
Colourless liquid?
Yep.
Mastitis, then.
Well, E. coli, maybe.
Right. Have you tried phoning the stables?
No, just his mobile. I'm going to do that now.
OK, well, I'll get down to the box. I may as well tube the infected quarter straight away.
Yeah, sooner we act, the better.
I'll see you down there, then.
Yeah. See you in a bit.
What do you mean the driver won't pick you up?
He reckons it's a waste of petrol coming back to Borchester unless I've got some passengers.
Well, haven't you?
No, the town's dead. It's been hopeless all night.
Well, I'm sorry, Fallon, but I can't come pick you up.
But Sid...
No, you just have to get a cab.
I've got a cab.
Danger! Watch it, you pillock.
Sid?
No, it's all right. Just some idiot driver.
What, are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm parked. I heard you ring, pulled over. Not in a great spot.
But how's Mum going to serve upstairs if you're not on the bar?
But that's why I'm going back there now, isn't it? I can't pick you up and be in the pub at the same time.
Well, you should be in the pub now. Where have you been?
Well, I got waylaid.
Where?
It's not important, Fallon. Now, look, I have to hang up. I've got to get back.
I cannot believe you left the pub.
Fallon.
This whole night's just been a complete disaster.
Look, just get yourself home and we'll try to make the best of it, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Right then.
And Sid?
What, Fallon?
I'm sorry, this taxi thing's a really bad idea. I won't try it again.
Jamie, stay in your room now. Okay, I'm coming. Who is it?
It's me. Oh. Hiya, darling. Well, aren't you pleased to see me?
Kenton.
Hello.
I wasn't expecting you.
Well, no, of course you weren't. I only touched down a couple of hours ago. What's the chain doing on the door? Can I come in?
No, it is getting late. I've just sent Jamie to bed.
Oh, come on. You can let me in for half an hour. Just for a quick coffee. Please, I'm absolutely knackered.
No.
Oh, all right.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I understand. You're still mad with me. But look, hey, here. I've got something for you.
What are you doing?
Hang on, sit here somewhere.
This really isn't a good time.
Look, Cathy, I've got your favourite perfume. There's 100 millilitres in there.
Go home.
And chocolates? Hazelnut praline, hmm? Well, at least open the door so that I can give them to you.
I don't want any of it.
Okay.
Now, listen, your stuff's in your flat. There's nothing for you here.
Cathy, come on. I know I got it wrong with
Mary. Please, Kelton, just go.
But she's in New Zealand.
I don't want you here.
It's crazy to let that ruin everything.
No, you're not coming in.
Please, Kathy.
It's over.
This is silly. You don't mean that.
Don't tell me what I do and don't mean.
You don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I do. I want you to leave.
Okay, I'm going. I'm going to just put these things on the steps.
You just go, Kenton. Leave me alone.
Come on, girl. Be a fighter. You've got a beautiful little calf to look after.
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, well, all right, I think. I've chewed the teat.
Did you get all the antibiotic up?
Yep.
Yeah, I've brought your jumper.
Oh, thanks. Oh, what about Alistair? Is he coming?
No, Shula says he's out on another call.
Oh, great.
I've left him a message. How cold is she?
Very. I brought the intravenous antibiotic.
Mm. Well, I guess we haven't got any other choice, have we? Right, you put the halter on. I'll load the hypodermic.
Okay.
It's been a while since I had to do this.
Come on. Let me put the halter on you. Good girl.
We're using the whole dose, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. It's freezing. My hands are shaking.
Hey, David.
What?
Maybe we should call Bert.
Why?
Well, if he can charm Wart away, maybe he can use his magical powers on this.
You never know.
Right, now hold her steady.
All right.
Don't make me laugh.
Have you got enough light? Can you see the vein?
Yeah, I've got it.
All right, girl. All right, be over soon.
Keep her head still.
I am.
There, and in it goes. Done.
Good job.
Oh, well,
I wasn't so bad. I could be a vet yet.
Fingers crossed, then.
Yeah, well, isn't anything else we can do. Let's just hope she pulls through.
The morning after the night before.
I know you can't always take what Kenton says at face value.
Oh, now, there's an understatement.
But he did seem genuinely shaken. He said Cathy was hysterical.
Oh, do you believe that?
Well, I don't know.
More likely he couldn't believe she'd actually told him where to go. Oh, hey, steady, steady, Cobweb.
That could also be true, of course.
I wouldn't be surprised, Mum. I don't think he's got a clue what he's put Cathy through these last few months.
Father and I did try to suggest that maybe he'd pushed it too far.
Did he stay at yours last night?
No, he went back to his flat. Apart from anything else, he was exhausted from the journey. It really might have been more sensible if he'd waited a couple of days before seeing Cathy.
When's the last time my brother ever did anything sensible? He'd have rushed round there expecting her to welcome him back with open arms.
You have to remember, he's very cut up about leaving Muriel in New Zealand.
Well, of course he is.
It's going to be hard enough for him, without his relationship splitting up as well.
Oh, I know, Mum. I just get frustrated for him, I suppose.
Good afternoon, Jill.
Oh, hello, Alistair. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Oh, have you finished surgery?
Yep. I'm just going to nip over to Brookfield.
Oh?
They have a recently calved heifer with mastitis.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Ruth and David called him out last night. Although, for what you were saying, didn't have much to do.
No, I just got some electrolyte into her. They'd already administered antibiotics.
Will it be okay now?
We'll see. Yields were looking better this morning.
Good. Actually, I ought to be going soon. We're having the children over for tea.
Oh, well, you can have Daniel as well if you like.
No, thank you. Three's plenty. I need to collect Pip from the bus. Gosh, yes, I'll have to dance.
Oh, okay, Mum, bye.
Take care, you two.
See you, Jill, bye.
Afternoon, Jill.
Hello, Oliver.
Come to keep the company, have you?
I'm not sure. You're not waiting for the school bus, are you?
That I am, yes.
Oh, right. You've got another foster child.
Yes, a 15-year-old lad this time.
Well, that's good.
I was worried I'd missed it.
No, it's not come yet.
You must have had quite a few children now, haven't you? I know you were looking after a little girl.
Kimberly, yes. Oh, she was a delight.
Yes, Pip got on very well with her.
Well, we're on to number three now.
And how's it going?
Let's just say I think we were lucky with the first two.
Bit of a tearaway, is it?
No, you could put it like that. Did you hear about the false fire alarm up at the hotel?
No, you mentioned it. I did hear something.
Well, that was him.
No?
Not that we could get him to admit it.
Oh, Oliver.
Yeah, there have been other incidents, but I'd say that's been his crowning achievement.
You really have got your hands full, then.
Well, he can be an absolute charm.
Oh, here's the bus now.
He really can, but he's got the devil in him. That's why I've been waiting for him. Goodness knows what mischief he'd get up to if he walked himself.
Oh, dear.
Come on here, Master Jill.
Really?
Possibly. Have you ever met Snatch Foster?
Grand! Kid, what's the matter? You want it? Yeah? Hey, well, you can have it!
Bruno!
You want? Bunch of jerks!
Bruno, stop that!
Grand, I want to go home.
But darling, you're coming back to Glebe Cottage for tea!
Losers!
No, I want to go home.
Tomorrow, outside the gate!
Bruno, get back here!
I'll see you there!
Come on.
Jill, I'm so sorry. I do apologise.
It's all right, Oliver.
No, but really, it's
fine. I'm going to take her home. Come on, Pip, give me your bag. Let's get you home to your mum and dad.
I'm so sorry.
I'm telling you, Ollie, those kids' parents should give him a slap.
Bruno.
Jokers.
What the hell do you think you're doing behaving like that?
Like what?
Like upsetting Pip. That
poor girl. Why are you doing it?
Bruno, this has got to stop. We can't go on like this. Now, I mean it. You've got some serious explaining to do.
No, seriously, Ruth, you shouldn't be thanking me.
Don't be daft.
No, really. If you and David hadn't acted so quickly, there wouldn't have been an animal for me to treat.
It was touch and go for a while.
Well, she's up on her feet again now. As I say, I'll come over tomorrow to give her some more antibiotics, but she should make a full recovery.
That's great.
I don't suppose David's about, is he?
He's probably gone to get the cows in by now.
Oh, well, doesn't matter.
Can I ask him to...
No, it's only about the cricket club dinner.
Pip, calm down.
We need to decide what we're giving Sid for his presentation.
Jill?
Ruth!
What's happening? I thought she was going to yours.
Yes, I know.
Where are you going, Pip? What's the matter?
You better leave her. I think she needs some time on her own.
Why?
What on earth's happened, Jill?
There was some trouble on the bus.
What kind of trouble?
I'm not entirely sure. She wouldn't tell me. But there was this boy.
What boy?
A young lad Oliver and Caroline are looking after. I think it's Snatch Foster's son.
What you have to understand, Bruno, is that if you're getting into fights on the bus or at school...
I said I didn't
If you're in trouble, it's Caroline and I who are responsible for you.
It's not my problem.
Bruno.
Well, I didn't ask you to be, did I?
No, that's true, you didn't. But whether you like it or not... Bruno, take your trainers off.
What?
You know the house rules. Take them off. And don't just kick them across the floor. Look, all we're asking from you is a little consideration. We live in this community, and that girl is the daughter of friends of mine. And if you've been upsetting her...
Are you deaf or something?
What?
I told you it wasn't me bullying her. It was a group of year nines.
I didn't know.
They've been picking on her all week. I was only stopping them from stealing her bag.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
You wouldn't listen. I said I didn't start it.
Well, you said you didn't start the fire alarm.
Or let them chuck her stuff around the bus next time.
No. Look, if these year nines really were picking on Pip...
They were.
Then you did the right thing standing up for
I said to him, if you want a piece of someone, you can have a piece of me.
Yeah, but maybe instigating a punch-up isn't the best way of going about it.
Why not? I can take him easy.
What? Oh, never mind. Go on, Bruno, put the kettle on. Oh, and see this? It's called a shoe rack. Use it.
Yeah, whatever.
Hang on, what's this?
Hmm?
We've already had the post today. Sorry we missed you. We came to install your new digital satellite dish as arranged, but nobody was home. Bruno! Do you know about this?
Oh, come on, your telly's rubbish.
Eh?
Are you going to love it?
But when and how did you do this?
On the internet.
What? You just told them to come round and stick a dish on our house?
Well, no. I had to use your credit card.
Bruno!
That's all right. So you get the free installation, and then you cancel the subscription. Then I get a cheap card from this guy, I know.
Right, that's it.
What? I'm doing you a favour here.
You call this a favour? You drink my port, you use my credit card, you get the entire hotel evacuated. Don't laugh! You're a liability. You can't be trusted with anything.
But what am I meant to do? It's so boring round here.
Well, it can't go on.
Then why don't you send me home?
Yeah, Bruno, don't walk away from me.
And don't tell me what to do, you're not my dad.
Bruno!
Shut up! I never wanted to come here. I wish I was still living on my own.
Are you sure it wasn't this Bruno?
No.
If it was, you shouldn't be scared to tell us.
He tried to stop them.
All right, all right.
Oh, Pip, I wish you'd told us sooner. We could have done something about it.
Can't go on the bus with me.
No, but we can speak to your school or to the driver.
Yes. Perhaps you could sit up front near him.
No, they'd make fun of me.
It's got to be better than pretending to have tummy ache. You must have been starving not having any breakfast.
Pip, what about Amy? Doesn't she keep an eye on you?
She's not always on the bus.
I see.
Well, look, if anything happens again, you're to tell us straight away. Or a teacher. You're not to suffer in silence, you hear?
All right.
You know what bullies are, don't you?
Cowards.
So you have to be the brave one. Go on, then. Go and watch some telly.
Okay.
The poor lamb. Children can be so cruel sometimes.
No wonder she's been so miserable. She is right, though, Jill.
About what?
Well, what can we do? There aren't any teachers on the bus, and the driver can't really keep an eye on her.
No. It is difficult.
If only she could make some new friends. I don't want this ruining her confidence.
Perhaps you and David should speak to her teacher.
Maybe. Oh, Jill, you just feel so powerless, don't you?
Go away.
Bruno?
I said go away.
Can I have a word? I want to apologise, Bruno. I shouldn't have shouted at you like that.
Yeah, whatever.
You're having a very rough time, and I was wrong about the bullying. So, I'm sorry.
Don't matter. I don't care what you say anyway.
Come on, Bruno, turn around. There's something I need to discuss with you. Look, I know we haven't talked about it before, but part of our responsibility is to make sure that you stay in contact with your parents. If that's what you want. Bruno?
I don't want to see my mum.
All right, all right. I was thinking more about your father. When was the last time you saw him?
Can't remember.
Did you visit him in jail with your mum?
For a bit. But then she started screwing around with that idiot.
And you haven't seen him since then? You see, Bruno, we could take you.
I don't want to see him.
Oh, come on. I know this is a difficult situation for you. You don't know us or the village. So wouldn't seeing your dad help make things better?
I can't see him.
Why not?
Look, my dad's in jail because a mate of his grasses him up. And then as soon as he's out of the picture, my mum runs off with another bloke. I'm the only one left.
So how does that stop you visiting?
Because I have to be a man.
Are you scared?
No. I just don't want to see him, all right?
All right, all right. I won't push you. But remember, the offer's there, okay?
So.
As for everything else that's gone on this week... Now, I'm not going to have a go at you, but we really can't carry on like this, Bruno. I mean, we're not the enemy. If you need to be strong for your father, then we can help.
How?
You want to be a man? We'll treat you like a man. But you have to earn it. No more of these silly hijinks. Treat us with respect and we'll treat you with respect. Do you understand?
I get it. No more dissing, right?
No more dissing. Well, I knew what that meant. You know, Bruno, you might not believe it, but we actually want to make things better for you. Now listen, we both behave like children today. So, let's agree to help each other out, eh? And act like grown-ups from now on, yeah? Have I got a deal? Can we shake on it?
Yeah, Ollie. You've got a deal.
Emma needs to watch her step.
Sorry.
I'd only just washed them. What were you hiding behind the door for anyway?
I'm not hiding.
No, I'll do it. I'm going to have to clean this puppy all over again now.
Well, Emma, I haven't shown you these pictures, have they?
They must have done, surely.
No, I've only just printed them off. Here, look.
Here's one of me and Mary with Terence the Tuatara.
Oh, excuse me.
And here we all are having a picnic on the beach, look.
Kenan, can I just... I need to get...
What do you think of me in that shot?
But I really couldn't care less.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Any other time, I'd love to look at your holiday snacks.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'll get out of your hair.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure, I'll find something to do upstairs. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, Kenton.
Yeah?
You know, if you want something to do, you could always just come back to work. Not necessarily today, but tomorrow maybe?
Oh, I'm still a bit jet-lagged, Emma.
Hello, I'm home.
Evening, darling. Be with you in a sec.
Where are you?
Kitchen. Just putting dinner on.
Ah. What are we having?
A culinary feast. Frozen pizza and chips.
So you've learned to read the back of a packet, then?
Well, I'm doing my best, Helen, darling.
Mm.
Well, how was your day?
Oh, fine. Nothing out of the ordinary. What about you?
Well, World War III didn't break out on the bus, so yes, it must be going okay.
Where is he?
Out the back, having a cigarette.
Oh, we shouldn't let him do that, you know.
Yeah, I know, but let's give him some leeway, eh? He does seem to have calmed down.
Really?
I think our chat last night must have got through. We had quite a nice conversation on the walk back here, actually.
No mention of his dad, I suppose?
No, no. Well, I haven't brought it up again.
Well, it's early days.
Worries me he doesn't want to see him, though.
Yeah. How long's dinner going to be?
Well, if the instructions are correct, 20 minutes.
Right. I might give Shula a call. I thought maybe we could take Bruno.
Hey, just... Shh, shh, shh. Can you hear that? Is that a car outside?
I think so. Who on earth's driving it?
Oh, hell.
What?
Quick, give me the car keys.
What is it?
It's Bruno. He's taking the Land Rover.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were in here.
No worries, it won't be long.
No. Don't take your time. I'll use the other bathroom.
Okay.
You're not seeing Ian tonight, are you?
No, I'm meeting David for a drink.
Oh, right. Well, actually, that reminds me. I wanted to congratulate you on the job you've been doing with the lambing.
Huh?
Yeah, I've had a look at the figures and the percentages are excellent. Yeah, well done.
Oh, thank you.
Reassuring to know the Enterprise is in such capable hands.
Well, I'm glad you're pleased.
Well, I am. Yeah, I'm sure you won't have any problems coping without Debbie.
I'm sorry?
I mean, it should only be for a couple of weeks anyway.
Hang on. What do you mean, coping without Debbie?
Oh, hasn't she mentioned it to you?
Mentioned what?
Ah, right. Well, the thing is, Adam...
I need her on Lambing, Brian.
Well, I've had some people look at the new farm in Hungary, and it's in a much bigger mess than we thought.
So?
So we need someone to go out there to start turning the place around.
Oh. Oh, right. And that's Debbie, is it?
The consortium wants somebody with sound farming experience.
Can't they find anyone else?
And I want somebody I know I can rely on.
Well, it has to be Debbie, then.
Oh,
who else could possibly do it?
Oh, come on. If you're implying I didn't consider you, then you're wrong. But I want Debbie to go up mid-February, and I know you've got your strawberry covers to install.
Yes, as well as lambing.
Yeah, well, the tail end, Adam. Anyway... This farm, well, the livestock's ticking along just. But there's a lot of mechanised arable that needs sorting out, and... well, plus Debbie's pretty au fait with the EU.
Is she?
Of course. She learned a lot in France. And I was thinking she'd be able to stop off at the Paris show on her way back and see your mother.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Now, Adam, you can't begrudge Debbie that.
It's not that I begrudge her, it's just...
What?
No. No, you're right. Debbie is the ideal candidate. And I do have the strawberry covers to install.
Exactly.
What was that? Did that look like my car?
I couldn't see. The lights were blinding me.
Oh, where can he have gone?
Oh, Oliver, this is hopeless. He could be anywhere.
Yeah. Yo, what about the retail park? I remember Ed saying he sometimes goes up there with his car.
Bruno's not a boy racer.
Oh, is that him? Oh, wrong number.
Look, we're never going to find him. Did you get through to Sheila?
No. I'll try again as soon as I get back.
Oh, she'll be horrified.
I should never have snapped at him like that yesterday.
Oh, you're not to blame. Besides, we can't knowingly let a 15-year-old boy loose on the road. We ought to call the police.
Yes.
So?
Oh, does that look like a Land Rover up ahead?
Oliver, the police are more likely to be able to find him than us. Come on, turn round.
Door's open. Right, high power. 6 minutes.
Kenton.
Oh, hiya.
Half home now.
Stop. Okay.
Be in about 8:30 tomorrow, so...
That's fine. I won't bother you.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant if you...
What?
You going to be all right tonight?
Me? Yeah, of course. I have a wild evening of macaroni cheese and Friday night TV planned.
It's not much fun.
Oh, seriously, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. How about you? Hey, have you got an exciting night in the tiles lined up? Mm?
No. Thought I might pop round and see my mum.
Oh, wow, party animal.
I know, but she's a bit lonely at the moment. Dad's working all hours on the house.
Oh, how's that going?
Oh, well, he's onto the plumbing now.
Oh, doing it himself, is he? Brave man.
He'll get it right. Just take forever. Mum wants him to get the professionals in.
Well, I can recommend someone.
Nope. Dad won't spend the money, and Mike won't work evenings, so it's taken him even longer.
Oh, dear.
Apparently he's offloaded a lot of the pig work onto Jazza.
Well, you really had better go and cheer your mum up, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Well?
No, I'm going. It's just...
Look, Em, you're welcome to stay and keep me company if you fancy it. I mean, we can share the macaroni.
No, just need to ask you something.
What?
Well, have you thought any more about when you might be coming back to work?
Oh, right. Didn't give me very long, did you?
I know, but Beth's going to be finishing soon, and well, I need to know where I stand.
Yeah, okay.
I can't carry on being manager indefinitely.
No, no, sure. I'll start on Monday. Is that all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't got anything better to do. It's probably about time that I took back the helm.
Oh, that's great. I'll see you Monday then.
You will. Can be all right tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. We can manage without you. I'll see you.
Yeah, yeah, I'll see you.
Enjoy your evening.
Yeah. Thanks. I'll try my best anyway.
You don't really believe she's doing deals with Brian, do you?
I don't know what else I'm meant to think. Last week she's dead against the Hungarian investment. Now I find out she's going to be practically running the operation.
Well, Debbie is allowed a change of heart.
Oh, there's a little more going on than that. If you ask me, it's plain devious.
Oh, hope you didn't say that to her. Adam, you didn't, did you?
I was annoyed.
What did she say?
She told me to stop being such a child.
Sorry.
Look, David, I thought Debbie was on my side with this, but as ever, whatever happens, whatever mood music there is about how we're equal partners, when it comes to the crunch, she and Brian work things out by themselves, and I get the decision by decree.
I'm sure that's not the way they see it.
Well, I'm sure they don't, but it's the way it is.
You know, maybe you should try not to see things so much in terms of sides. Yeah? You just get on with your own stuff and forget the politics.
If only it were that simple.
You'd be a lot less stressed.
True. Anyway, I'm sorry. Rant over.
No, no, if it's getting you down.
No, no, no. Ian's already slapped me on the wrist for going on about it so much.
Actually, talking of politics...
Yeah? What?
Sid's not about, is he?
He's behind the bar.
Oh, right. Well, Alistair and I have had a chat about what to give him at the cricket dinner.
Do we have to give him anything?
You know we do. We thought a tankard would be a safe bet.
Yeah, sure.
Engraved. We thought something like, to a most dedicated manager would do it. I mean, you know, can't be too gushing.
How about to a very sticky wicket? Or, let's see, to the man who wouldn't even bat against the other side?
Serious.
No, you're right, I must be able to do better than that.
Hello, you two.
Oh, Clinton. What are you doing here?
Oh, I thought I'd pop down the boozer for a quick Friday night pint. May I?
All right, sure.
Actually, I'm glad I found both of you here. I've got some fantastic photos to show you.
Dear me! Oh, well, I don't think we're going to be eating this pizza tonight.
Just be great if we didn't burn down the house.
I'm sorry, I completely forgot I'd left it in the oven.
I'll leave the door open. Get some fresh air in here.
Yeah, good idea.
All right, where's the number?
Are you calling social services first?
I thought that's what we agreed.
Yes, well, I'd rather speak to Sheila before calling the police.
Ooh, my eyes are watering.
Well, a great advert for our fostering skills this is going to be.
Let's not worry about that now. I'm sure lots of other carers have had children run away from them.
Yeah, with their car?
Well, maybe not. But it happens. Here we are.
I really thought I made some progress with them, too.
Right.
Oh, why did I leave my keys lying about?
We did our best. Let's see, Sheila King...
Yeah, hang on.
What?
I can see a headlight. There's a car coming into the yard. Bruno! Bruno!
Is it him?
Yes, it's him. Bruno, get out of that car now. Come on, out! Oh, he's not even wearing a seatbelt.
Watcher.
Bruno, where have you been? We've been worried sick.
Sorry. I just went home to fetch a few things.
So you thought you could take my car for a joyride?
Uh-oh. You're angry, aren't you?
Well, of course I'm angry.
Bruno, if you wanted to go home, you should have asked. You do know what you've just done is illegal.
Well, yeah,
you're too young to drive.
Listen, Bruno. Look, I'm not going to shout. Just explain to me how you possibly thought it was right to steal my car.
I only borrowed it.
Steal, borrow, doesn't matter. What did we agree on last night?
Well, you see, I got thinking, and I figured if you're not going to get satellite, I'm just going to have to provide my own entertainment.
So?
So I went back to get my PlayStation.
What?
You're going to love it. I've got some cracking games. Nice ride, by the way.
You did all this just for a few computer games?
Hey, these just aren't any old games. I've got Killzone here, man.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That's the dogs. Come on, I'll teach you how to play it.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.